Page 60, On the Lighter Side by Evelyn Drury. Hello, everyone. By the time you see this, winter will have come to an end and spring will be here. As always, I hope this finds each of you doing well and that there will be a smile on your face after you've finished reading this story, which I'm fairly certain could only happen to a visually impaired person. Leave it to me to have such an experience. During the 2005 ACB convention, which was held in Las Vegas, I needed to give something to a friend. She was on the floor above mine, and during our phone conversation, we arranged for me to meet her husband at the elevator. This was shortly before dinner, but since I was only meeting him at the elevator, I knew there would be plenty of time for me to run this errand before meeting friends. Page 61, I grabbed my cane and ran off to the elevator. It arrived in short order, and I quickly went to the next floor. When I stepped off, I called out to Dan and immediately got an answer. What could be easier? I'd just give him the item and get right back on an elevator and be on my way. Well, in a perfect world, that is just what would have happened. But who said this was a perfect world? I called Dan again, but this time his voice sounded somewhat muffled and distant. The elevator door closed, and the car left. I was surprised at how quiet it suddenly became. It seemed like the place was absolutely deserted. I called Dan again. No response. This seemed strange, but I thought he had simply not heard me. I called again. Silence. I walked around a corner and still found no one. After walking around and calling his name, I decided I would just jump back on the elevator and return to my room. My plan was to ask if my roommate had heard from him, and if need be, I'd phone his room to track him down. Stepping off the elevator on my floor, I was puzzled. No Dan. It was as if Dan had disappeared into thin air. As I walked past the ice machine, I heard someone, and for some reason I said hello as I walked by. The machine was running, but I heard a male voice say, "Hello, how are you?" I said that I was fine, but very puzzled as I couldn't find my friend. The machine kicked off, and I could hear his response clearly. Imagine my shock when I heard him say, "Evelyn, this is your friend." He sounded as surprised as I felt, and we shared a laugh after realizing what had just happened. We had arranged to meet at the elevator, but hadn't discussed on which floor. As a result, I went up to his floor, and he went down to mine. Although we didn't realize it, we had been talking to each other through the elevator shaft, and when the elevator doors closed and the cars moved on, our conversation came to an abrupt end. This happened almost 4 years ago, but I often find myself smiling at the memory when I step off an elevator. Until next time, stay safe and remember to look on the lighter side.